enemy. We need to change our posture. The church needs to be loud and clear. Do you know what's happening in our world today, here in Canada? The church is so voiceless that it's taken the Islamic faith in the public arena speaking. That's what's happening with all our big churches and everything. We don't have a mouth. Muslims are blasting out and then inviting the church to come join them. How funny! When we are the ones who have the Savior, when we are the ones who have the one who created the heavens and the earth, when did we lose our voice? We lost it playing church behind our nice colored glass windows. We're playing church. As I said earlier, we left. The Lord did not say we are not in this world. He says we are not of this world. But we are in this world. And if you are in this world, he says, my peace I give to you. Yeah, he says in the world you're going to have persecution. But he says, but I've given you my peace. It's not the kind of peace that the world offers. It's a different kind of peace. And we need to carry that peace of God, which surpasses all knowledge and understanding, and promote that peace of God in the educational system, in the political system, in the business atmosphere, in the entertainment industry, in every realm of society, believers need to possess and proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ. There should not be any turf that we are not occupying. Praise the Lord. We're not supposed to do entertainment the way the world does it or copy the world. We can do clean entertainment that captures and captivates the hearts of people, and we can declare the goodness of God and show forth the glory of God and show to the world that clean fun can be just as exciting and will give you no sorrow. Hallelujah. We don't need the world corrupting us or our children. Praise God. So if that is the case, then we've got to possess every realm and be unashamed. Hallelujah. But we're not going to do it, brother. We're not going to do it if we are sitting and hiding in our little churches or hiding in our little Christian schools. We're surrendering the public arena to the devil, and they're raising up lawyers and legislators that do not know anything about God, and therefore they legislate and promote that which is evil, and then we start praying about that evil. Why are you praying about the evil when you should have been there and shut it down at the roots, at the very beginning? We've got to change before the Lord Jesus Christ comes, or those agents of the devil, we're going to be crying. Because if you have cops who do not believe in God, don't care about the things of God, you have cops that will come inside your church, break every rule, and dismantle whatever it is you're doing. Can we capish this? So we've got to go into the offensive mode. And it's not too late. It starts from our children, the teachers, the superintendents, the mayors, everybody who is part of the church needs to know, I have an assignment to shine as light in a dark world. I'm going to make a difference. Our children have the support of their parents, their churches, to declare, I don't believe in this foolish thing. Look at me, I'm a boy, I'm a man. She's a girl. God created male and female. Hallelujah. Two women will not reproduce. You say you're a woman while you're a guy. What's that between your legs? How is it that you are able to impregnate somebody and you're a woman? God created two X and XY. Let's check your DNA, your chromosomes, whether you... I'm a guy. No, you're not. You believe in science? Let's check the science. What does the science say you are? I don't have to quote the Bible. What does the science... Do you believe in science? Yes, I believe in science. Let's check what the science says you are. That's how we use Goliath's sword to cut off Goliath's head. Hallelujah. Our children must not be afraid. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We can pray and we can tear down strongholds. So this prayer focus here is this. Lord, build us up. Help us to be energized and focused, not to play the defensive role anymore, but to go into the offensive. You know, for 40 days, and that's interesting, 40 days, Goliath terrorized Israel. But one day, David says, okay, it's time for you to shut up, big mouth. You're done. We need to have pastors, members. You see, the problem is pastors can speak, and when problem comes, people say, Pastor, you're on your own. No. No one of us should be on our own. Hallelujah. Nehemiah said, when you hear me blow the trumpet, if you hear the trumpet, everybody show up where the trumpet is being blown. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got to be one church, united. Yes. Not everybody building their own kingdom. We are about the kingdom of God. Exactly. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we are one in Him, and we know that we have one purpose, to see the lost come to salvation, we will do whatever it takes to make sure that lies no longer penetrate our society, but that the voice of God is loud and clear, and we are His representatives, and we are saying, this is the truth. And if they come up with their lies, we'll expose their lies and let their lies destroy them. Amen? Amen? It is simple. Amen. But we've got to have the mindset that says, this is the way, and that's the way we are going. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because they're coming. Amen. I told you, I don't know how many years ago, 2019, I told you they're coming, and the next thing they're coming with is climate change. Did I not say that? Many years, you know, sometimes I was listening to a Call to Victory broadcast that was done maybe 6 years ago. And I was talking about this transgender thing. Then, 6 years ago, I was talking about it. There are times I listen to Call to Victory, stuff that was said 8 years ago, 10 years ago. We are living it out now. I was listening to one of the messages saying, when was this recorded? Because whatever it is I was talking about was on the front. It's on CNN and Fox and ABC and CBC and CKY and whatever. That's what they're talking about now. Well, we preached about it 4 or 5 years ago. I'm saying to us, if we don't take a stand, before you know it, you're not going to be driving that car. I said it before. You're not going to be driving your car. Just to make sure. And they've done it. They've done it so well. They've experimented with COVID. And they found out, hey, a lot of people who are mouthing off that they are believers are not real. How many of the believers are still hiding behind Zoom? In fact, they're no longer watching it. they put on the Zoom and they go doing whatever it is and think they are there. They're not there. So COVID is still keeping you out of church? No. They figured you out. And they figured if they put in enough, just a tad of a pressure, you're going to cave. Well, we got to be ready and not be cavers. Because cavers stay in the cave. I'm coming out of that cave. Hallelujah. I'm not caving for nobody. I'm living in a mansion. Hallelujah. At the top of the hill. Praise the Lord. So let's pray. God, energize your church to move in the offensive and cut off the head of Goliath. Pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, give us, O God, a fresh perspective. Lord, O God, a fresh perspective. Lord, O God, that we may see a turnaround in this last of the last days. Father, we cannot cower anymore. We're not going to be put into a cave and imprisoned anymore. We come out of this hole in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as Gideon came out. So Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, let your church come out and let us rout now in Jesus' mighty name, the spirit of the Midianites. Lord, O God, that spirit of darkness that is so antagonistic of the things of God, that comes and destroys the crops of your people, waits and destroys whatever it is that your people are doing. Let that destructive spirit cease henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, raise up, O God, your army. It doesn't have to be a mega army, but Lord, O God, in fact, you cut down the army to 300 and you use 300 men who were strong and united in faith to destroy and rout out the enemy. Father, in Jesus' name, let your church arise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Use, O God, ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things in this last of the last days. Men and women, Lord, O God, who have engaged their hearts, O God, to stand with you and your vision and your purpose. Men and women, O God, that are declaring the kingdom of God come and the will of God be done in the earth. Young and old, men and women, boys and girls, Lord, rising to their purpose, rising, O God, to the vision of your you, Father. So, Lord, O God, that your will may be fulfilled in the earth. Lord, O God, manifest your power, manifest your power, manifest your power, manifest your power, manifest your power through a church church that cannot be defeated. Lord, you God, you said that a serving people, a people, oh God, that see and know the Christ, that church will not be overwhelmed. Father, give us a heart that is surrendered to serving you, seeking you, forgetting about our selfish goals and ideas, turning down things and embracing truth. Father, in Jesus' name, build your church. See fit to make us part of that church, because the heart of those that you can build with is found in us, even the heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm going to take it from verse 8. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Troubled, but not distressed. We are perplexed. What's going on? But we are not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Why? Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Oh, what an interesting, powerful statement. Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord. The dying of our Lord was a death of sacrifice. But the end result is that he received a name that's above every other name, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. That's the irony of it. Death. But out of death, life. He says, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. We're delivered unto death, but it says that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. What is this all about? God is saying, yes, you're going to be persecuted. Yes, you're going to be challenged. Yes, you're going to be, you know, put in distressful situations. He says, but in the midst of that, when you've been squeezed, that which I have put inside of you is going to come out. And that is the life of Jesus. It's the life of the more than a conqueror. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not afraid. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He says, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. In other words, he's saying, you know what? Whatever Jesus did, I'm doing. And I'm going through all of these bad experiences so that you can have life. Amen? Praise God. I can understand what Paul is talking about. Because many times, men and women of God that really, truly care, they go through a lot of experiences that you don't know. If you have a man of God in your life, thank God for them. Because some of the blows that were meant for you, they are taken. So we need to pray for men of God that are in the front lines. Because the Lord Jesus Christ makes a very interesting statement. He says, if you strike the shepherd, the flock will flee. I know that many men and women of God, oh yes, are in books, the names written down as a danger to society. And within the next 5 years, what is happening in the natural world today, where they are blatantly living out their evil without shame, they were once upon a time hiding, but right now blatantly governments are breaking their own laws, that they, within the next 5 years, they're going to come at men and women of God. Within the next 5 years, wow, the persecution of the church, their tax number is being removed so that they are non-profit, receipt in capacities is removed. It's coming. That's when we're going to know those who are given because of their tax receipt. They're going to get at the end of the year. Or those who are given because they love the purposes of God. It's going to escalate. Oh my. I don't think you're ready for this part. You're not ready for it. But the church needs to reinvent itself on how it funds itself. Which means we're going to have to be skilled. It's not just money. We're going to have to be skilled with the wisdom of God to be able to do things and manufacture things that we need to continue to do what we need to do. Because the plan is, and I'm going behind right now by the Spirit, the plan is to handicap the church directly and indirectly to make sure that the church is no longer financed by its people. And if they don't have the money, they will not be able to fix this or fix that. The time is coming, and here is when our chairs will not wear out. Amen. Our equipment will not wear out. Are you hearing me? Yes. Amen. Because the agenda is to shut down our voice, but we will be the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said we will be what? Church. The church. Glory be to God. So that when they find out, how come those guys are still gathering? Where did they get the money for to fix stuff? And they, everything is new. Who supplied you this? We've had it for the last 20, 30 years. What do you mean? It looks like brand new. We serve a good God. We're going to go rogue on the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The church is not going to be stopped. The church of Jesus Christ, the people that know their God. They know their God. It didn't say the people that know God. It says they know their God. Amen. That means a personal relationship. Amen. Connected. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm connected. It says they do exploits. They're the ones who exploit, they are not going to be exploited. I love that. Hey, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. We're persecuted, but we are not abandoned. Amen. Hallelujah. We're having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. You see that statement, I believe, therefore have I spoken. When you go to the original language, it's like, I talk to God and God talk to me. We're talking face to face. That's that. Therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. What are we speaking? We are speaking what he spoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which also we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, I love that, which is but for what? A moment. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen? So we need to go into the realm, as you may call the fourth dimension. Amen? We see in 2D, like we see flat pictures. We see in 3D, modular stuff like that. But there's a fourth dimension. That's the realm of the Spirit. Amen? Amen? So we need to see what's happening in the realm of the Spirit. And we'll see, whatever it is that's happening to us right now, it's just a blip. And therefore not overwhelmed. Because we see it's going to end. I mean, if you've been watching soccer, ladies' World Cup, anybody? No? Oh, okay. They have the World Cup right now. And there are times when they do recaps for the day. And if I've seen the main game and they're doing the recaps, I know who's going to win. I already know. I'm no longer surprised. I already know. This is how it's going to go, and they're going to score like this and whatever else. Well, when you are moving in the realm of the Spirit, you see the game already played. Amen? Amen? So that when it's playing right in front of you, you don't worry about it. Because you've already seen it. But the amazing thing about seeing the game before the game is that you can rewrite some of it. Amen? You can when it has to do with you. You know the enemy was going to score by putting the ball at this corner. And when the enemy does not know that you know that you know that he doesn't know that you know what he does not know about what is going to happen, you position yourself and you catch the ball. Because you already knew where the ball was going. You seen the game before it started. Hallelujah. Nobody's going to score on you on the penalty kick. You're not disturbed. Oh, this a penalty kick. They're going to score. No, you know exactly which direction that guy is going to kick that ball. And by the time their leg hits that ball, you've already gone to the right corner and poof. You can rewrite it. This prayer is God show us what's happening before it happens so that we position ourselves always so that the enemy does not score. Amen? You say, is that in the Bible? Yes, yes, it is. The enemy was coming to capture the man of God, and he knew exactly where they're coming, and he moved out of the way. Praise the Lord. Who is telling that king what our plans are, whatever it is that we're talking about in secret? Who's telling him? Well, there's a prophet. he's telling all of your stories before you even finish making your sentence. That's where we should be. Amen? Amen. God, take us into a realm that discomfits the enemy so that there's nothing he plans. Even before he planned it, we know the plan. Hallelujah. How many of you know God knows that? Before you even think the thought, God knows the thought that you're about to think. And if we've got him inside of us, suki, we'll know what is going to happen before it happens. Praise God. Are you ready? God, take us into a dimension where nothing is a surprise. Hallelujah. Take us into that realm so we can see the plans of the enemy and discomfit him, defeat him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give to us the spirit of discernment. Give to us the spirit of perception. Give to us the spirit of knowing. Amen? Add that. The spirit of discernment. The spirit of perception and awareness, and the spirit of knowing. We need that. Father, we receive from you this day that grace of discernment, the grace of perception and awareness, the grace of knowing. So, Lord, O God, that as we move in this realm, we can see, know, and nullify the plans of the enemy. O Father, do in us, your people today, extraordinary things. We receive your eternal grace and empowerment by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It is so done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. This next prayer that we'll pray is very simple. We're going to say, Father, fight for us. in every area, fight for us and reposition us where we should be. I want to be in full alignment with you as an individual, as a family, as your church, as your people. Full alignment. Father, fight for us. Pray. Heavenly Father, fight for us in every area of our lives. Fight for us in the realm of the economy and finances. Fight for us in the area of education. Fight for us in the area of politics. Fight for us in the area, O God, of society in general. Lord, O God, be God in our lives. Cause us, O God, to be in full alignment as you cause us to be repositioned even now. Move us to our right place. Take us from where we need not be and put us where we should be for your glory and for your honor. That your exalted name be exalted at all times. Oh, we receive grace. We receive grace, eternal grace. Fight for us against every enemy. Against every enemy. Every satanic agenda, fight for us. Against every cohort of darkness, fight for us. Lord, O God, smash every realm of darkness by the exposure of your person. You are a consuming fire. God, consuming fire, show up where the enemy camp is and burn. Burn, burn, fire of God, burn, burn, and consume away every system of the evil one. Let it all collapse. Let it all collapse. Let it all collapse. Let the systems of darkness collapse. Because, Father of lights, you are fighting for your people and repositioning your people. Oh God, fight for us. Heavenly Father, fight for us. You sent an angel. And Lord, oh God, you took care of enemies, the enemies of Israel. Lord, fight for us. 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 Fight for your church. Fight for your families. Fight, oh God, for believers. Lord, oh God, in all the earth, fight for your people. Let there be a shout in the camps of your saints. Lord, a shout of praise, a shout of victory, a shout of triumph in the name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, as you reposition your people and you make them stars. Mandebo shekele brakata. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, so do mighty things. The Lord, oh God, that the movings of your spirit, Lord, oh God, in your church and through your church goes viral all over the systems of the world. And people begin to take notice of the fact that you are God and that you are doing extraordinary things in the earth. Lord, oh God, let every knee bow. Let every tongue confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ, our Sovereign Lord. We give you praise that it is so done. Thank you, Lord. Your name is lifted up. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lord Jesus, 2,000 years ago, you were lifted up on the cross. Oh, draw men, draw men, draw women, draw children, draw them to this household of faith and to the households of faith all around the earth. Let your church rise up, O God, fully equipped, Lord, O God, a no-nonsense people who are in total alignment with you and your perfect word. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In Jesus' mighty name, no shortage. Hallelujah. In the house of the Lord, every need met. Blessed be the name of the Most High. Glory be to God. Let us conclude tonight by praying for the service this Sunday. That God will show up in our service. That he will reveal himself. That his power will flow richly and powerfully. That sick bodies be healed, not because anybody laid hands on them, but because they are in this atmosphere, the atmosphere of the presence of God, an atmosphere for miracles, hallelujah, that needs, no matter how great or small they might be, are clearly underwritten and taken care of by the Lord, hallelujah. That lack be eradicated, whatever form that lack takes, that it be eradicated. That God's provision be made manifest to us in a powerful, glorious way. Hallelujah. That giftings of the Holy Spirit be impacted into lives. God will distribute his gifts in a powerful way. The people will receive a supernatural work of grace that upgrades them in the life that God has called them to, that God will upgrade. Praise the Lord. You know, in the world, sometimes they upgrade you and they destroy whatever it is you got. There's a particular telephone system or company that does that. Every time they ask you to upgrade, we're upgrading your system. Your device starts falling apart. You're upgraded, but they want you to buy the next level. God is not that kind of a God. There's no other level to buy. He is God. So when God upgrades you, he upgrades you in himself. Hallelujah. We're going to ask for the God kind of upgrade. Praise God, that as we come together, there will be an upgrade. Praise God. His thoughts towards us are good. Hallelujah. You ready to pray? Yeah. Pray for that service. God will do an upgrade in every one of us. He will give us gifts that totally transforms our lives in a powerful, powerful way. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, my dear Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, my dear Lord. Lord, meet with us in the service this Sunday. We are your people called by your name. When we, your people, gather ourselves this Sunday, we're not gathering for a fashion show. We're not gathering for any foolish cause. We're gathering to meet with you. And we ask, O God, that there be an empowering grace that flows freely and richly. in this body. This will be the Sunday, the day that the lives of many will receive supernatural impartation like never before. That your word will be rich and powerful. That we'll hear because we have hearing ears. That we'll see because we have seeing eyes. That we'll prophesy because we have mouths that have been sanctified and open unto you, and you're filling it with your words. Lord, O God, that our hands will be your hands outstretched, that our feet will be beautiful because we carry the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord, O God, that our bowels will be the bowels of mercy, extended to bring wholeness to many. Lord, O God, from the crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet, to our very fingertips, Lord, O God, to the height of our hair, Father, O God, to the soles of our feet, every aspect will be saturated with the fire of your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, be glorified in your body. Be glorified in your church. Be glorified in the families that come into this house. Lord, O God, do for your people great and mighty things that they cannot explain. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless beyond measure. O gracious Father, bless beyond measure. The Lord, O God, that our mouths will continually shout the shout of praise, worship, adoration, because we are wowed, wowed by your goodness. For you have done exceedingly, far beyond anything we dare ask or think, according to your power that is working in us, through us, by us, for us, and through us. In Jesus' mighty name, every need met, we give you praise. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you that took time today to come worship the Lord in prayer. May the Lord activate in every one of us a lifestyle of prayer. That deep desire to pray without ceasing take a hold of every one of us. That we are in that position to pray as the Lord gives us utterance, so that those that need to be prayed for are prayed for effectively and efficiently to God's glory and honor. Amen. I receive that. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Remember, God calls us to give in sacrificially. As we have learned from the Word of God, when the Word of God says, give bountifully, it means to give an offering that speaks. Eulogia. May that which we give today speak, and may the Father speak for us. I love it. I love it so much. You know, a few weeks ago, the Lord spoke to me and said that when you and I come and we give our offering, we should say, Father, speak for me. And I shared that with you. And a few weeks later, he says to us, your offering is supposed to speak. In other words, Father's Father is speaking, my offering is also speaking. There's an agreement with heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. May God raise up people in this house that are extravagant givers. And when they give, they're still looking for more ways to give because they have more than enough. Amen? Praise God. Once upon a time, we believed for people that had six figures, whatever levels, you know, once you earn 100,000, you're in six figures, right? But God will want to do more than that. The church should be filled with millionaires. And the church should now be filled with billionaires. We should be, you know, just billionaires. Hallelujah. Because God gave us ideas and we applied those ideas and in a moment we're there. I was listening to the news recently and a young man, I don't know whether he's even 30, wrote a song and the song went viral. One song. And with one song, he became a millionaire, just like overnight. One day, he was not. The next day, he was a millionaire. And record companies are just coming. We want to put you in our record label. He says, No, I'm not selling out. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm pushing what I got. God bring every one of us to a place we're not depending on what man does or can do because God's hand has been placed on our lives and everything we do prospers. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Well, you have a good night. Enjoy the goodness of God. We'll look forward to seeing you this Sunday for another wonderful time in God's presence. Thanks once again for coming to pray. Good night.